Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Disney is creating a new Star Wars film, and I'm hearing from the Star Wars fans already. I know you guys are worried. You've been on a roller coaster when it comes to this IP. There's been good iterations, there's been bad iterations, but let me help to set your minds at ease. All right, guys? If you're wondering about this new film, don't worry at all. It will be directed by a female person of color. Guys, let's talk about it. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into this video, if you'd like to support the work I do on this channel, consider becoming a patron on my Patreon. The link is in the description down below. And thank you to everybody who's become a patron so far. Now let's get into this new Star Wars film. I know that there has been many highs and lows for the Star Wars fans out there, and I think this one is going to represent a new rock bottom. Disney's been outspoken about the fact that there will be a new Star Wars film, and with that, they've slated a new director by the name of Shireen Obaid Chinoy. And I know what you're wondering, who is this woman that is going to be taking on the beloved IP that is the Star Wars franchise? Well, a quick Google search will tell you that Shireen Obaid Chinoy is a Pakistani-Canadian journalist, filmmaker, and activist. An activist best known for what? Creating films and documentaries about gender inequality. And I know that's what all Star Wars fans have been worried about, right? You watch the newest film or TV series and you think there is not enough diversity, equity, and inclusion present in this storytelling. So in the research that I've done on this new director, Shireen Obaid Chinoy, it seems like Disney has brought in an outsider to do exactly that, inject a little bit of DEI into the newest Star Wars film that will be centered around the character Rey. And I'm way ahead of you guys. I think we all know that what Disney really needed was yet another girl boss film, because those have been doing so well for them recently. And there's no better person to direct a girl boss film for Disney than Shireen Obaid Chinoy, who has spent her entire film career creating documentaries and films surrounding the idea of feminism and women leaders and activists. In fact, she has so much experience creating feminist films and documentaries that I'm not sure what Disney was thinking in hiring her to direct Star Wars New Jedi Order. But I'm willing to give Shireen the benefit of the doubt. I'm open to being surprised. Let's watch a few clips of her that have been circulating online where she talks about the direction she takes when directing films. This is a CNN clip directly in reference to her Star Wars direction.
So the first woman and the first person of color to direct a Star Wars film. It's set to be released in 2026. You can say that the force is strong with this one. Here's Shireen Obaid Chinoy.
You know, I'm very thrilled about the project because I think what we are about to create is something very special. And we're in 2024 now, and I think it's about time that we had a woman come forward to shape the story in a galaxy far, far away.
I'll be honest, guys, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I don't concern myself with this franchise for the most part, but I would be pissed if I was one. It's very interesting to watch what foot she's leading with when talking about this new endeavor that she's taking on with Disney and the Star Wars franchise. Instead of leading with this idea that she loves the characters, the world building, the original IP, that she wants to honor a storyline that everybody seems to love and care about, she leads with the fact that she is a woman and a person of color who's going to be directing this film, and she wants to put that as her best foot forward. Yes, the force is very strong with this one. The force of woke feminism, which we all know we don't need more movies about. There's no reverence, it seems, for the past or the storyline that has built this massive franchise that people seem to care about. Instead, she wants to move in an entirely new direction, and a woman-centric one.
Let the past die. Kill it. if you have to.
And funnily enough, when I think to myself personally about Star Wars, I remember being a kid and everybody talking about it and collecting all the Star Wars action figures or getting together to watch the movies. And I always thought to myself, nah, I don't really want to watch Star Wars. It seems like a boy thing.
It seems like something for men.
This is not to say that women can't or don't enjoy Star Wars. It's just to say that it does appeal to a deeper sense
of masculinity and manhood.
And that was always very clear to me. Doesn't seem to be so clear to Disney or Shireen Obaid Shenoy. Or you know what? I take that back. Maybe it is very clear to Disney and Shireen. If we take a look at this next clip, you'll understand exactly how she feels about men and masculinity. Let's watch.
What is the balance of activating a force for change, but also trying to permeate that patriarchy, that power structure? And is that a part of the calculation of your art as well? And what's been the reaction to that?
Oh, absolutely. I like to make men uncomfortable. I enjoy making men uncomfortable. Not you, just
not you. Not you.
Not you.
Point taken, point taken.
But, you know, it is important to be able to look into the eyes of a man and say, I am here, and recognize that. And recognize that I am working to bring something that makes you uncomfortable, and it should make you uncomfortable, because you need to change your attitude. And it's only when you're uncomfortable, when you're shifty, when you have to have difficult conversations, that you will perhaps look at yourself in the mirror and not like the reflection, and then say, maybe there is something wrong with the way I think, or maybe there is something wrong with the way I am addressing this issue.
Oh, goodness gracious, guys. Just imagine taking a male-dominated franchise that people know and love and handing it over to a woman like this, who has this view of men and masculinity and actively admits that she wants to make them uncomfortable. Like, you all remember that iconic moment between Luke and Darth Vader? He's there with his black mask on, and all of a sudden he says,
Luke, I am
here, and it is important to look into the eyes of a man and tell him, I am going to make something that makes you uncomfortable, and it should make you uncomfortable, and you need to change your attitude.
I'm sorry, but that is not a movie that I want to watch. And it seems as though no matter how many times we tell Disney that this is not what we want, they still decide to move in the same direction. They did it with She-Hulk, they did it with the Marvels, they're doing it with Snow White, and now they're doing it with this newest Star Wars film. And every single time, what has happened? The flop of the century. Flop after flop after flop. But instead of taking that into account and recognizing that this is a problem that Disney needs to fix, the leadership at Disney just decides to look at the list of directors who have worked on Star Wars and go, well, white man, white man, white man, white man, we must change this. And they decided to change it in the worst way possible by creating yet another diversity hire position to ruin yet another franchise. It should be widely recognized now that it does not matter who directs a film so long as the story is good. It can be a man, a woman, a person of color. I don't care who directs the film, so long as you're putting together something that makes sense, that appeals to something deeper within us. But if they continue on this trajectory of constantly adding diversity, equity, and inclusion to all of their projects and making the films focus around things like feminism and woke BS rather than an actual story, we will never get anything good out of Disney again. I'm over the whole girl boss thing. The girl bossification of Hollywood has gone way too far. And this is not to say that we can't have great female leads in movies. I'm thinking of Katniss Everdeen or Sigourney Weaver in Alien, Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, Scully in X-Files. There's a long laundry list of women playing really wonderful characters without the storyline and the script being so obsessed with its own idea of feminism and leftism. Disney has really lost the plot, pun intended. And you know what's probably gonna happen? This movie's gonna come out and it's gonna flop like all of the other new projects that Disney is putting out these days. And instead of taking a little bit of accountability for their own storytelling and maybe rethinking how they can bring new movies to the theater that people actually wanna watch, they're going to blame the audience. They're going to say, you are misogynistic, and that's the reason you didn't watch this movie, just like they did with the Marvels that recently came out. It seems like the blueprint for Disney and Hollywood at large these days is to A, tell the audience how much they hate them, B, make a film about how much you hate the audience, C, act surprised when the audience doesn't show up, and then D, run PR blaming the audience and calling them racist misogynists for not showing up to see your film. And unfortunately, it seems that Star Wars is just the next franchise up to the guillotine. And I just have to ask the question, question. Is it okay for men to have something for themselves? As I said, when I was growing up, I viewed Star Wars as a male thing. It was for boys. It appealed to their manhood and their masculinity. And you know what? That's okay. It's not something that needs to be challenged or flipped on its head. We don't need to hire a female director for a series or franchise that we know appeals to men and their masculinity. It is okay for men to have something to themselves, just as it is okay for women to have something for themselves. And it's not to say that men can't enjoy things that are typically catered towards women, and the same for things that are typically catered towards a male audience. It's just to say that it is okay to have men in mind when creating a storyline. And if we are honest with ourselves, that is what has made Star Wars so successful. So to bite the hand that feeds is just a ridiculous thing to do. And it must be said, you will never see this in the other direction. You will never see a franchise that was once for women be flipped on its head and changed for a male audience. You will never be able to hear a male director live on air say that he loves to make women uncomfortable. And you will never hear somebody refer to a film and say that it needs more men in it. And we can make the same old tired arguments that men have had power for so long and it's time for women to take it back and we need feminism and we need female narratives. But as I said, those arguments are tired. We've achieved equality in this country. We don't need more. We don't need the girl bossification of Hollywood. We don't need to inject this superficial feminism into every single film that is put out these days. We're tired of it. And it must be said, if you're a female director and you create a horrible film or TV series, you're not actually doing anything for women. It is no service to us to have a female director take on this leadership role and then ruin a franchise with girl bossified characters that nobody wants to watch. If anything, it disempowers women and gives everybody the general idea that if you take on a woman for a leadership role like this, one, it is purely out of adhering to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and two, it's going to ruin whatever it touches. You want to do a real service for women? Hire somebody based on their qualifications, and that could be a man or a woman. And if it happens to be a woman, teach that woman that she needs to respect the original IP, the world building, the storyline, and take that direction when she is directing the film. If Shireen Obaid-Chinoy set aside her own personal views and ideology and created a wonderful iteration of Star Wars in this new Jedi Order, nobody would be talking about the fact that she's a woman. It would make people far more inclined to accept female directors and women who want to take leadership roles. Because what's lost in all this is that a good movie and a good storyline speaks for itself. It doesn't need some sort of activist director to explain what the meaning of the movie is, or why there are so many female characters, or why we need feminism in film. If you create something that is quality, you don't need to talk about it. But I'm gonna be honest, if we're placing bets right now, I don't have any hope for this new Star Wars film. And with that, I will leave you with a quote from the one and only Thomas Sowell. He says, "Many on the political left are so entranced by the beauty of their vision that they cannot see the ugly reality they are creating in the real world." And with that, I guess we can't wait for this new Star Wars film. But guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Shireen Obaid-Chinoy, your view on the Star Wars series. As I said earlier, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, so I would love to hear from you self-proclaimed fanatics about how you feel about this new director and the direction that she's going to be moving in. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys, which is every day, and I will see you next time. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.